Hey, my name is Brian Cleveland. Welcome back to the Mixtape, brought to you live every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Local 107.3 FM, your campus and community multicultural voice in St. John, New Brunswick, on the UNB St. John campus, and brought to you worldwide thanks to many fine partners, including the NCRA Program Exchange, RadioForAll.net, and the iTunes Podcasting Service, where you can get the program and listen to it at your leisure anytime or on your favorite campus and community radio station. We're about to move into hour number two of the program. And if you're tuning into the program for the first time, we try our best, or I try my best, to bring you the latest and greatest music. And we definitely have a heavy focus on the Maritimes and Canadian tunes in general. In the first hour of the program, we heard from lots of Maritime folks in the first half hour: David R. Elliott, Wayne Hansen, Jana Lauren, John Jerome and the Congregation, Joshua Van Tassel, Quiet Parade, and The Burning Hell. And then we finished out the program with some Calgarians: Golden BC and Barnaby Bennett. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we closed out last week with a fairly experimental project called Mid Pines, of which I don't know much about aside from that you can purchase it on Bandcamp and that they are Canadian. There was a review of it on the Earshot website, earshot-online.com, your weekly campus and community radio report in Canada. And the reviewer said that they thought it was a great start or end to any playlist. And I was going to begin today's program with that, but if you're listening, we decided to go a different route and delve into the Maritimes. So I'm going to begin the second hour of the program with a track from this project, and I hope you'll stay with me. It's definitely fairly experimental, noisy stuff, and a little out there. Something I enjoy very much, but I can understand if it's not your cup of tea, it's something a little different from the program, which sort of has a heavy focus on pop and rock and, you know, indie style music. But I think this is really good, and I want to bring it your way. And yeah, stay tuned. We'll have a whole bunch of great poppy stuff coming your way as well. But time to be a little bit challenging here. You're going to hear a track called Rising Horn, Fallen Eagle, and I'll be back after that to bring you all kinds of great stuff as well. So stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
And that was a track called Rising Horn, Fallen Eagle by Mid Pines from their debut record Corpse Pose, which you can find on Bandcamp. And I'd say a pretty fine palate cleanser as we move on to some more Canadian indie rock, pop, and etc. tunes over the next 45 minutes. Definitely check that project out if you're into, you know, more music like that, some fairly ambient experimental noise type tunes. I know I am. All right, we're going to move on to some more Calgary musicians. As I was saying, if you listen to the first hour of the program, we receive some really great packages from CJSW, which is the campus and community radio station in Calgary. And I know for sure that some of these came from there. They all sort of arrived in the library around the same time. So if they didn't come from that package, they came from the fine bands themselves. And as I was planning the program, I just happened to realize that a lot of the bands I wanted to feature on the show tonight were from Calgary. So I'll play you three more Calgary bands, and then we'll move on to the rest of the country from there. But we're going to start off with a group called Flowshine, and they have a new EP, which is simply titled Extended Play. And they're a rock and roll band, which their Facebook group describes as three good Canadian boys, made up of three good Canadian boys, and they like playing electric psychedelic tunes that get people excited, and they have a new album out. You should give it a spin. They could be your new jam. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to play a track called Something to Go On, which I really like when bands put a lot of information on their albums, because the easier it is for me as a DJ to tell you about them and just that sort of thing, the easier it is to find the information, the easier and better and more likely it is that I'm going to give it a spin. And this tells me in the notes, there's a pretty cool note section which tells you such things as super sappy love song, She's Wild, or other things like that. And this one is described as greasy, groovy, and lighthearted. So dig that. That's going to be coming your way. We're then going to play a track from Joanna Borromeo's Kaleidoscope, which is her debut. We've been playing her since January and a little bit more over the last couple weeks as this album comes available to the public's hands. It's a really cool album of R&B and neo-soul, that sort of thing. I've really been enjoying it. I've played a fair amount of it over the program over the last like 4 months or so as it arrived as a pre-release in our hands back in January. This is one that definitely came thanks of CJSW. And we're going to play a track for you that we haven't heard. It's called Your Shoes. So stay tuned for that. We're then going to move on to an album called Please Ask Before Stealing, which is a 9-song debut album from a group called Ship Shape. Going to read you a little bit of information here from their Bandcamp, where you can find, of course, this album for sale. They describe themselves as a monolithic alt-folk rock band headed by ex-Summer Lad, respected producer, and generally awesome guy, Aaron Fisher. Huge slabs of dark folk dirge are introspected with a catchy melodic feel to make what has been dubbed, quote-unquote, woodcore. Please Ask Before Stealing was recorded in the same room where the band rehearses, at Aaron Fisher's Acoustikitty Studio, which is, of course, in Calgary. The first session for the album, tracking the Japanese Western suicide lament, The Ballad of Rikyu and Hideyoshi, was set up as a surprise to the rest of the band, and by the end of the evening, the song was finished already. Almost all the songs on the album were recorded live to 8-track analog tape, including lead vocals and harmonica, with minimal overdubs done after the fact. The recording process was amazingly smooth. The version we hear on the album was usually captured within the first 3 takes. Sound breaks at the edges and pulls at the seams of what a studio album is supposed to feel like. You can hear the snare drum rattling from the guitar amps and Fisher singing out of breath after a harmonica bit. The album is the sound of friends making art together, not some kind of audio simulation. Haven't really heard anything from this band. I have heard a DJ or two spin tracks on their own programs, and from what I've heard, it's pretty good. But with the rousing description of the Ballad of Rikyu and Hideyoshi, I figured that, of course, has to be the track that we play on the radio show. So stay tuned. Here is Flowshine to start us off, and you're going to hear a track off of their new EP, And here it is.
here is Cleo. You think that I don't notice the way your eyes are shifting? I'm waiting on you to step up and make your first moves. 'Cause there are plenty of dudes who wanna be in your shoes.
You know you want to get me with your best moves. apart from he who craves an open heart. I see in you that sacred spark shared by those who know their part among all things. But like all kings, you're free to choose nothing.
The Ballad of Rikyu and Hideyoshi from the new Shipshape record, which you can check out. It is called Please Ask Before Stealing. So yeah, go check out that record. It's pretty great. I really dug that tune and definitely fit the ballad length, but kept me interested the whole time. So I hope you dug it as well. Before that, we heard before that, we heard Joanna Borromeo and a track called Your Shoes from her new debut record, Kaleidoscope, which was officially released last week. So check that out. And before that was Flow Shine, Something to Go On from their new EP. I'm going to move on to a project that I've been wanting to play a track from for quite a while. And I feel like maybe I wasn't finding the right time for it. I was forgetting about it or just sort of running out of time in the program. Now we got about 25 minutes left and I definitely have time for it. And I'm really happy that I'm going to be able to play this for you. It is a project called Jerusalem in My Heart. And I'm going to read you some information from Constellation, which is where their album is being released. It's a project of contemporary Arabic and electronic music interwoven with 16mm film projection and light-based deconstructions or constructions of space, exploring a relationship between music, visuals, projections, and audience. With performances thus far occurring once or twice a year, no two JIMH events have ever been the same. Configurations have ranged from solo to 35 participants with varying degrees of stage theatrics alongside a film and visual component using multiple projections to construct a space in constant flux. JMIH's vocals and purposefully blown out sonic sensibility have been the consistent thread, but neither its music nor visual propositions have ever repeated themselves. One of the reasons why the project has resisted for 8 years any official documentation or definitive recording of the project. Until now, that is. JMIH was formed in 2005 by Radwan Ghazi Mumne, a Lebanese national who has spent a large part of his adult life in Quebec and has been a fixture of the Montreal independent music community from his early days in various notable 90s punk bands to his tireless activities over the last decade as a sound engineer, producer, and co-owner of Montreal's Hotel to Tango recording studio. Mumne is also active in the Beirut experimental music scene where he spends a few months every year. JIMH now consists of a core trio with French musician and producer Jeremy Redinier and Chilean visual artist and filmmaker Melina Salam Zelazar, whose 2-year collaboration with Mumne has resulted in the co-creation of Jerusalem My Heart's debut album, Mozit Al Mozit. And we're going to play a track from this record, which is called Thrim Dalib Al Furat, which translates to Nightingale of the Euphrates. So stay tuned. We got about 20 minutes left of the program, a little bit more tunes coming your way, all kinds of great stuff coming up. Here is Jerusalem in my heart, right here on the mixtape. Thank you. Jerusalem in My Heart. And from the album Mozit Al Mozit, you heard Triandalib Al Furat, also known as Nightingale of the Euphrates. And yeah, definitely gonna have to give you a bit more of a taste of that next week. We'll give it towards the start of the program. I'll be sure to grab that one first. I really enjoyed that. I hope you did as well. And I'd like to hear from it again. We're going to close out the program. We got one more thing to bring you here this evening. You're going to hear from Pick a Piper. Overseen, produced, and recorded by Caribou's percussionist Brad Weber of Toronto, Pick a Piper is his collaboration with Angus Fraser, Dan Roberts, and others. Over the course of two digital-only EPs and this, his debut album, the project has combined dance music structures, a palette evocative of the natural world, and an increasingly heavy focus on electronics and production technique to create a sound poised between the organic and the synthetic. And it was also covered a little bit by Spin, who said that this 8-track effort blends watery, disembodied grooves and shimmering atmospherics with tight-wristed percussion and gust vocals from members of the Ruby Suns, Enon and Brainiac, Born Ruffians and Braids, that also keep your feet fixed firmly on the ground. And we're going to give you a track from this record to close out the show, which is called South to Polynesia. That'll pretty much wrap it up for us here on the mixtape this week. The mixtape airs live on Local 107.3 FM, your campus and community multicultural voice in St. John, New Brunswick, on the UMB St. John campus, and brought to you worldwide thanks to such partnerships including the NCRA Program Exchange, RadioForAll.net, and the iTunes Podcasting Service, where you can listen to the program at your leisure. And yeah, it's available for streaming, download, all kinds of ways on those different services. Or your local campus and community radio station can pick it up and air the program free of charge. So if you would like to hear the radio show in your hometown, you've enjoyed what you've been hearing, be sure to drop a line to your local station. Otherwise, that's pretty much it for me. Tune in next week. Hope you enjoy the program. Got all kinds of stuff planned already for next week, so it's going to be continuing to be some good times here on Local 107.3 FM, the mixtape. Here is South to Polynesia, Pick a Piper.
Because you never hear.